Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. And we've got Lynette Calfani-Cox is on the way. We're trying to get connected with her. We got a little bit of connection issues that they're trying to work out right now, so hopefully she'll be here in just a second. And it looks like we do have her here. And one of the things we're going to be talking about today, folks, is a study that was done over 10 years on the financial experience behavior among women. And Lynette Calfani-Cox is a finance expert. She is she's written a book called Zero Debt. Some of you may have seen her on a number of the TV shows, including all the networks, all the cable networks. And she's been on Oprah. And she's our new friend, Lynette Calfani-Cox. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
It's good to have you here. Okay, so this was a 10-year study. Why did it take 10 years to find out? It doesn't take me 10 years to find out how women spend money. You know, I learned as a husband, I learned that pretty quickly.
Hey, I resemble that remark.
You resemble, exactly. Thank you. So what's... what did you find out? 10 years, that's a long time.
Let me clarify. So this was a study conducted by Prudential Financial that was actually the 10th anniversary of their women's study.
They've been doing it for 10 years. Every year for 10 years.
That's correct.
Okay, well, I'm so glad to hear this because I'm thinking,
like,
man, those guys need to get alive. Let's pull the trigger on this puppy.
They actually launched the study in the year 2000. And they do it once every 2 years.
Okay, good. I'm glad to hear that.
They did it right.
I feel better. So what did we learn, Lynette?
Well, the first thing we learned is that 95% of all women are actually in charge of managing household finances.
I didn't have to have a study to know that.
well, you know what? If you think back, a lot of, and it's a little bit of a mixed story here. Obviously, among single women, they're solely responsible.
That's 100%.
But among married women, even 84% of them said that they were either solely responsible or jointly responsible for handling the family's finances.
Is this different from, say, 20, 30 years ago?
Absolutely. We've seen, this is one thing that they've seen along the past, you know, decade, that trend with that number gradually increasing. This is the most engaged, the most responsible, let's say, that women have ever been in terms of taking care of the family's finances.
Right. Does this say more about women, or does this say more about men? Because I'm thinking, you know, in the old days, you know, men didn't always give the women enough credit for being able to do that kind of thing. Maybe they want to be more protective of their money. Women were less likely to work. You know, I'm talking way back now. They were less likely to work and have their own income. And the guys were probably a little more chauvinistic. I'm wondering if this trend doesn't say more about men than it does women. What do you think? Is that a reasonable assumption?
You know what? It may be a reflection of both. I think at a first level...
You're not going to give us guys any credit for this, are you, Lynn?
you guys have finally turned over the reins.
I'm working for my peeps here, Lynette.
I think by and large, you know, women have, you know, become more active in the workplace as they've earned more money and as, you know, they've just had a desire to increase their own personal financial knowledge and money management skills.
Right.
We've seen more and more saying, hey, it's only natural. I learn how to balance a checkbook. I decide, you know, how the money comes and goes.
Well, they've always spent the money. I mean, this is the truth, folks. I mean, women have always spent most of the household money, right? I mean, they buy the groceries, they often pay the household bills, and they buy the clothes and the other things. Guys don't do that so much. And even in today's world, I mean, that. So we've always known that, haven't we?
Well, it's one thing to talk about spending money. It's another thing to talk about managing the household finances. Mm-hmm. We're talking about women sort of being CFOs of the family.
Right.
And so this is a matter of them saying, you know, I'm going to make sure that the doctor's bills get paid, that the mortgage or the house note gets paid. I'm going to decide what comes first. We're going to prioritize for the family.
The cash flow.
Exactly. We're going to say this is what's going to go over here into our savings account or our checking account.
Right. And, so they're going to sort of
went beyond some of the short-term money management skills and activities that women do. It also looked at longer-term things. And this is where it got a little dicey for women, where women, you know, despite all the progress that we've made in terms of being responsible for the month-to-month, you know, sort of household finances, we really have a lot more to do with regard to honing our long-term financial planning skills. For example, only 33% of women surveyed by Prudential said that they had a long-term financial plan. So a lot of women talked about lacking specific knowledge skills about things like stocks or mutual funds or annuities. They said,
that's intimidating for everybody.
In a lot of ways, but you know what? When you hear from men, historically, and this survey didn't look at men, but you know, by and large, men have a lot more confidence about their investing prowess, shall we say.
Having confidence and really being able to pull it off are two different things, though.
Exactly.
You know, guys are we're a lot better at faking it till we make it than women are.
Well, you know, and it's been shown statistically, a number of studies have, you know, talked about men's overconfidence in the investing arena.
No question
about it.
And that
in many cases it hurts them.
It's gotten the it's gotten families into trouble before.
Yeah, exactly.
And I think that's where the balance comes in, don't you, Lynette? I mean, where maybe the guys, you know, wants to take a risk, and mom says, okay, let's think about this a minute.
Right.
Whereas maybe years ago she wouldn't have done this. Yeah.
Right.
Exactly.
Or let's do some more homework about this. Mm-hmm. And let's kind of be a little more sure. And it is good. You're right to have some balance because you're naturally going to have the kind of ebbs and flows that are inherent in any relationship.
Right.
And so, you know, some of the other more interesting things, like, you know, women talked about.
And then hold on to that thought, because we've got to go to a break. Before we go, though, can you tell us how we can find the search research?
Sure. It's at prudential.com/women.
All right.
Survey and a lot of tips to see if you're on financial track to meet your goals, too.
Prudential.com/women. Do they have a prudential.com/men, Lynette?
I don't think they do.
We need to work on that. Quick break, 20 after, right back with Lynette Kalfani Cox. Stay with us.
So ferry across the Mersey, cause this land's the place I love.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you, as always. And don't forget to check out my website. I'm smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you will check that out. And don't forget to subscribe to my newsletter and all the other things. And don't forget to take the poll question that we have right there on the homepage. And when you click your answer, you will see how the poll's going so far. I'm Jim Blassingame. We're having a great visit with our new friend, Lynette Kalfani, with a K, Kalfani-Cox. And she's the author of Zero Debt. You got a new book coming out, too, don't you, Lynette?
That's right. It's called Perfect Credit, 7 Steps to a Great Credit Rating. I know a lot of your listeners might be interested in that.
Absolutely.
Given, you know, how many,
and when's that coming out, Lynette?
September 7th.
And you're going to, why don't you let us help you launch that book?
Absolutely.
I'd like for my audience to have access to that information. So keep us posted on that. And give us your own website, please.
It's themoneycoach.net, www.themoneycoach.net. My own financial advice blog is at askthemoneycoach.com.
All right, so check that out, folks. We're talking about the Prudential survey of women. It's their fifth one in 10 years on the financial experience and behavior of women, how it's changing. What have you learned about how it's changed, Lynette? Has it over the 10 years, were able to compare how things were 10 years ago compared to now?
Yes, in a number of areas. For example, one thing that changed in a startling way this recent survey is that a lot more women talked about relying on Social Security. In fact, 75% of those polled said that they are going to rely on Social Security for their income.
And are they polling more baby boomers?
No, you know what? They actually looked across a wide swath of women.
Yeah.
The women, there were 1,250 women surveyed. You know, Harris Interactive did the polling. And they range between the ages of 25 and 64.
Wow.
So you would think, you know, maybe the 45, 50-ish plus crowd might be saying that. But no, actually, even younger women were saying that, which was shocking to me.
They still believe in fairy tales, huh?
Exactly. So we've got a lot of work to do on that front to really, you know, get women to knowing you've got to do a lot more saving, investing on your own.
Mm-hmm.
You know, heaven help us. Hopefully, maybe Social Security will still be around by the time.
Maybe it
you know,
will. So, what else did you learn? Now, are these women were some were married, some were not in married, right? Some had families, some didn't have.
That's correct. It was a mix. In fact, out of the women surveyed, you know, about 61% of them were working for others. 7% of them were self-employed as entrepreneurs. 7% were retired already, mm-hmm. and then the other 25% were not working, either by choice because they were homemakers, et cetera,
right.
or because they were unemployed and mm-hmm. seeking employment.
Mm-hmm.
So it really cut across, you know, a wide swath. And on and the women surveyed were in the $50,000 a year income category and above.
Oh, okay, so 50 and above. Did you get the idea that younger women have been educated better about personal finance in school than the older ladies did?
No, unfortunately, I
that's
think
a sad commentary, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is, especially given the last 2 years, what we've gone through, the last 3 years, really, with the downturn in the economy.
Right.
Even though a third of all women were, said that they had a plan, only 33% of them said that they had a long-term financial plan.
Right.
Among younger women, 25 to 34, it was even less. Only
of course,
well,
they're going to live forever.
Well, they think they are.
When you're that young, you think you're going to live forever.
Exactly.
Did the last 2 years, the economic circumstances making the changes, did you notice any changes in the way people responded this time versus the last time?
Yes. This was another thing that emerged from the survey. A lot of women were very rattled by the downturn in the economy. More of them talked about that they realized that they'll probably need to work longer.
Mm-hmm.
Before they're able to retire. But women were still, by and large, optimistic. You know, over 55% or so talked about, you know, that they think things are going to turn around, they see a great future, those kinds of things. So they did have optimism about the future despite the economic downturn. But it really served as a wake-up call, I think, for a lot of people who said, you know, we know that we had to get certain things in check,
right.
whether it was overspending or just we know we need to save more.
I was going to ask you, what did they tell you of debt versus savings?
I don't think the survey looked particularly.
Because you know, the marketplace seems to be deleveraging, and I wonder.
Right. Overall, we definitely know we've seen a lot of big picture surveys about that, showing that. You know, the savings rate, you remember it was a couple of years ago, it was in the negative territory,
mm-hmm.
and then it boosted up to maybe 3% or so.
Right.
So we know overall Americans, women and men, have definitely started to save more, have started to lop off some of that debt that they've been carrying. And so, you know, when you're cranking it down on the debt, then you have more disposable income that you can actually save.
Right.
Lynette,
I've got about 30 seconds. Last thoughts.
Just in general, I want women to think about having a plan, having a professional, getting help, educating themselves, taking a course, doing whatever they feel like they need to do to kind of look out for their family's long-term future, for the
mm-hmm.
kids' college education fund, for retirement, or for starting that business that so many of us also like to do.
And even if you're not solely in charge of the family finances, at least get to the point where you can be a partner in the decisions.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's
hey, Lynette, give us the website one more time, please.
Prudential.com/women. That's where they can go.
And your own website?
And mine is askthemoneycoach.com.
So check it out. You can find the survey at the Prudential site. Hey, Lynette, thanks for being here. Good job today.
All right, Jim.
We'll see you next time.
I'll talk to you again.
Okay. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.